Swap shop. Is that what it is?
Yeah, Tuesday. And this is the first day of summer.
Yeah, yeah, it is the first day of summer. Believe it or not, we are there. And I'm sorry I didn't push your screen around for you.
Oh, it's good, fine.
Yeah, welcome to a Tuesday. And it's going to be a very, very warm one. I know you just came in out of it. And it really is a big, a big swing from these morning temperatures. We see our temperatures get kind of comfortable, really comfortable early of the morning. I know the last couple of mornings we were actually started quite cool. And we've started to warm up a little bit more. But, man, you'll jump from the 50s all the way up to the 90s.
Yeah.
And we're going to be that way over the next couple of days. And so, be safe out there. Be careful if you're going to be outside. And but, again, the first day of summer, we are here. And as we mentioned yesterday, it's the longest day of summer, the longest day of the year.
And it's also National Daylight Appreciation. I guess that goes hand in hand with it being the longest day.
Yeah, I appreciate daylight. especially now, of course, you know, in the wintertime, when back in the day, you know, you'd go to work of a morning. Like I worked 12s back in, you know, my other jobs years ago. And you go in at 6 o'clock in the morning, it's dark. I mean, you get off at 7 o'clock, it's dark, yeah. And you never see the sunshine for 4 days in a row because you're working 12-hour shifts.
Well, my friend Brianna Riley, she's a native Alaskan, and she was saying that during the summer they really take advantage of doing a lot because of the whole entire time that it stays dark.
Yeah,
and I don't know that I'd be able to handle that. It being dark all the time, because I'm not exactly sure. How long does it stay dark?
Well, I think up there, pretty close to almost, pretty close. Well, there's like several, like I'd have to get one of our, where is Michael when I need him? But, we're talking about days on end in the wintertime where you don't see any daylight for like, I don't know, it's got to be at least almost a month.
That's what I was thinking. Almost a month.
Yeah, about a month long to where, and then when it does start coming back, it's only like for minutes. They barely see the sun come up over the horizon, and then it's gone. Like in very, very few short minutes that the sun starts. So I guess when you think about it, the longest day of the year, sunshine appreciation, all of those that like to be out in the sun, I don't mind it. I like being out in the sun, but I can tell you right now, it can be rough when you're getting up to around 90 degrees, and especially with these humidity levels, which are on the rise. And we're starting to see that over the next, couple of days. We're going to see it today and tomorrow, and probably even into Thursday. We're seeing temperatures get into the 90s with an increased chance of showers moving in on Thursday. But it looks like it's going to be another break coming on Friday with temperatures back in the 80s. So we're going to see a little bit more comfortable temperatures once this particular front moves through. And then we're going to see it back on the rise as we go with chances of rain start to go up over the weekend. It's going to be another hot 2 or 3 days. And speaking of hot, let me just remind folks, we deliberately have left this up here in our control room to remind folks every day. And I know some folks may, I hope you don't get tired of hearing it, but we want to always caution folks that if you've got to be outside, not only for yourself, but also for you and your pets and everybody else, to make sure that you are aware of heat safety. And so that being said, whenever there is an excessive heat warning for our area, and we don't have that particularly today, but some areas do, and so be mindful of that, and drink plenty of fluids, find a shady spot to rest, take frequent breaks, and also make sure that you can take time to cool down. And if you start experiencing symptoms, you're starting getting a little bit lightheaded and you're starting to sweat a lot, and of course you get a little disoriented and things like that, you need to take a break quickly, because those are the onset symptoms of heat exhaustion, which can lead to heat stroke, and then you have a very serious medical condition on your hands. And so Please, please, please. And again, always check your vehicles. Check the back seats. Mm-hmm. So far this year, thank the Lord, I've not had to. I've been doing the news a lot, and thankfully, we've not had to report any issues with our precious cargo in the back seat.
Yeah.
It just happens, and I wish it didn't, and God forbid that it does. But we hear stories all through the summer from around the country of children that's been left in cars. It's a great tragedy in most cases, and sometimes it's just it doesn't need to happen, obviously, but it does. Mm-hmm. So please, please check the back seat, check the kids, and don't leave your pets in there. Don't leave your pets in the car, even if it's just a short period of time. I read a graphic the other day that if it's 100 degrees outside, it takes 10 minutes for your car to get to 140 degrees in your car.
Mm.
With the windows closed, it gets to, even if they're cracked just a little bit, it can get 140 degrees plus in a vehicle in less than 10 minutes.
Wow.
And so, very important, don't leave your pets in the car. Obviously, never, ever leave your children in the car, period. And, that's just in the discussion. Tell everybody you know.
Just a run-in real quick. Mom, she always told me, she said a lot of even people that she knew, if they were just going to run real quick into the post office or whatever, mm-hmm. they would leave their kids in the car. And she said, even whenever I had three babies, and it was a matter of unbuckling and getting all three babies out and getting the car seat out and everything, and then running in for 2 seconds and then coming right back out and buckling them all in and all that, she said, I still would, because not even a matter of heat, but so much can happen. She said that,
right.
And again, this was back whenever I was a baby. So many, many years ago, but
I had to chuckle with that one for sure. I know everybody out there that knows Brianna said when she says many, many years ago when she was little, because that wasn't
23 years ago.
Okay. I'm sorry. It probably is for you. Probably many, many years ago. Yeah, that's right. Especially
a
now.
A lifetime ago for
especially
me.
Especially now, since you've got a little one on the way. Yeah. That's right. That's right. So, go ahead.
She said that a story had came out, and it was somewhere local, that a lady had ran in just to the post office just for 2 seconds, but a car came. And it wrecked into the back of her vehicle and it ended up killing both of her. She had a baby and a toddler.
Yeah.
And that vehicle, its brakes had went out or something.
Mm.
And the mother watched it all happen because she was on her way out. And it was just a quick few seconds run in, run out. And so Mom said, no matter how much the hassle was, I always took my babies in. I don't care if I was going to pay for gas or if I was whatever. I always took my babies in with me.
Yeah, and that's just a good practice. It really needs to be a good practice for everybody. And whether it's the heat or anything, like I said, you mentioned that a minute ago about someone crashing into a car. Just reminded me of a story. We read the story the other day, but it still kind of resonates a little bit. Just anything can happen at any moment.
Right.
And I read this story the other day, and it was on the news. And our heart goes out to the family of that decorated firefighter that was. They were just visiting the Biltmore House last Friday, and it was pretty windy out. You could tell it was. I mean, it was pretty breezy, and but it was. They were visiting from New York, and a family of four. They were in their car and had just gotten through the entrance there at the Biltmore Estate when a tree fell on their car.
Mm-hmm.
And it came in on the driver's side, and it crushed the driver, which was the father and his, and of course the wife and two small children were in the back seat. And him being a decorated firefighter from New York, it was just one of those things. And of course, I'm of the opinion, everything happens by God's plan, God's hands. Nothing. I know things happen, and I don't tend to, intend to explain it why certain things happen. But it landed It landed on the on where the father sit, where he was driving, and the wife and the children were spared.
Mm-hmm.
It was just a sad story, but you know, it was one of those things to where, you know, here he is, a very, well, I mean, decorated. He had been part of the dive team there in New York. He'd made several saves. He had saved a lot of people,
mm-hmm.
and you know, again, it ain't by works, but if there is any solace in it at all, to know that, you know, he passed away enjoying his family, being a part of their lives, but many other lives that he had a role in helping down through the years. So I was just thinking about that family.
Yeah.
As I read that story again today, you never know when something may happen.
Yeah.
As you go through this life, and so you can do your best to prepare yourself and do all the things that you can. But like you said, you just better be ready to go when the time goes. Go ahead.
My uncle, he passed away a few months ago in January,
mm-hmm.
and that's one thing that Pastor was saying. He said, you know, for us, we think, well, if we would have done this different, or if we would have done this, or if we would have got it sooner, if, you know, you play all these what if games. But, you know, Pastor at the graveside, he said, every man has his appointed time.
That's right.
And he said, this didn't take God by surprise. And this was his appointed time to go. And nothing that we could have done would have changed that.
Yeah.
And that's just the fact of the matter.
Yeah.
And I've heard, you know, There's things you can, and that's not to say to be foolish, because there's you can do to make your life worse.
Absolutely.
But I mean, I think that there's nothing that you can do to get out of that. You know, every man has his appointed day.
Yeah.
And I don't think there's anything you can do to get away from that.
Yeah, yeah. And again, we've said it, obviously all of us have heard it preached, and we've said it many, many times. You always, and it's our prayer. You know, it's like I prayed this morning when we came on the air. It's our prayer that you always be ready. You know, God is faithful. He always is faithful. He's always stands ready. And we need to be ready, you know, and have our hearts prepared to meet him if our time should come. And I can't help but think that it won't be too much longer. It's going to be pretty soon. The Lord's coming back for his own. And looking forward to that day. And I hope that you are too. I've got a couple of stories that come. I don't know if this may interest anybody today, but I think it has more to do with new construction. And I know Miss Christie and I, we normally do these a lot when she pulls them up on recalls. But it's not about food this time, okay? Because I know food is a big issue. You got a food problem. We got a recall on food, yeah, for sure. But this one has to do with construction. And if you have one of these, particularly in new construction, these electric panels in your home where your circuit breakers are, over 1 million, get this, 1 million electric panels from Schneider Electric can create problems with fire hazards and thermal burns. And so they're recalling these. The recalled circuit breaker boxes made from February 2020 and till January 2022, they are the circuit breaker boxes that covers manufacturers between December 2019 is also in this recall. So if it's Schneider Electric, the Schneider Electric panel boxes, if you've got those, I'd be checking with my electrician and have them take a look at that, because there's a problem with a loose neutral plug on in the neutral load center of the box where you put the neutral portion of the wiring that comes in when they wire the house. There's a problem which can create a major fire hazard. And I think this affected several, particularly one housing development down in Greer, where several of these were installed in new homes. And so, again, be mindful of that. And so if you want any more details, you can go to Schneider Electric. That is there. You can just type in Schneider Electric, and it'll come up with a recall when you do a Google search. Do you like ice cream?
Oh, I love ice cream.
Is there anyone out there that doesn't like ice cream? I'm afraid to ask if you want to text us and say you don't like ice cream, because we'll probably start preaching and try to convince you.
I was just
going
to say, I don't know how you can be right with God and not like ice cream.
We will have to have a very thorough counseling session with anybody that says they don't like. And I know some people can't eat ice cream. That's not what I'm saying. I know some people are unable to tolerate it dietarily. Mm-hmm. But anyway, if you're up for a drive, I've got a nice treat for you.
Yeah.
If you're up for a drive, Krispy Kreme, get this, in Greenville, has been selected as part of a market tryout, if you will, and they're kicking off the first day of summer with ice cream cones and soft serve ice cream. Shakes and cones coming to Krispy Kreme Donuts.
You know, one thing you mentioned that, it made me sit here and think, I don't think I've ever tried like ice cream on a donut, but now that you say that Krispy Kreme is serving ice cream, I'm curious.
Yeah, they say that it, you know, the original glazed soft serve is a one-of-a-kind ice cream made through Krispy Kreme's proprietary and secret original glazed donut recipe.
Secret original.
So it's secret and it's original. And so that being said, it's only Krispy Kreme is limiting this rollout to 10 markets and the Krispy Kreme on Woodruff Road.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to drive a little way to go get it.
There's some things worth driving for.
But yeah, this might we may just have to load up the church bus,
yeah,
or something and take a ride, because the reason why I say that is because not only are they the soft serve lineup includes 7 hand spun shakes flavored like Krispy Kreme's donut flavors. And also, let's see here. Let me see. I think my page got cut off a little bit. There's the strawberry iced sprinkle shake.
Mm-hmm.
The chocolate iced shake, which is made after their chocolate donuts.
Yeah.
The original glazed shake. That's what we mentioned a minute ago. The cookies and cream donut, which they've got as a creamy hand-blended shake made with the cookies and cream donut dough.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, coffee and cream. Okay. Yeah. So anybody out there with the coffee drinkers, that wants a flavor or coffee flavored shake with the Krispy Kreme donut dough with it. Yeah. Here's a lemon filled shake, the lemon filled donut.
Oh yeah. Like the lemon filled donuts.
I don't know how they do that. Do you put it in like with the shake mix and then just throw a whole donut in there and just shred it up,
blend it up.
I wonder how they do that. I mean, you can go like other places that have their shakes and like the cookies and cream shakes, you know, there's real pieces of Oreo cookie in them, you know, so they just throw it in a blender and chew them up. I don't know.
Yeah, but, I mean, it's like you have some strawberry milkshakes that have actual chunks of strawberry and there's what's it called? Cheesecake shakes that have actual cheesecake.
And the Heath bar shakes and all the candy, different candy bars. Here's a birthday batter.
That sounds good.
Yeah. So again, not only are the shakes, but you can get these on a cone as well. So there's the original glazed cone, the strawberry iced sprinkle cone, and the chocolate iced cone.
Because me, I'm an avid ice cream eater and a kind of a professional at it, actually. But I've had ice cream with most everything. But I don't think, ice cream with cake. And I was actually talking my niece. She doesn't like cake, but she loves brownies.
Mm-hmm.
And there's nothing better in the world if you have brownies that are just freshly out of the oven. Yep. They're still warm. You get some cold vanilla ice cream. Warm, but I mean, you know, and you mix those two and you take a bite and you have that warm and that cold vanilla ice cream.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing better in
world. I know. I mean, I've had put ice cream on, you know, on cake or on pie or something like that. You know, people, a lot, you know, they'll top their apple pie with some ice cream and or whatever. I've just never tried it like put into the same container,
right?
You know, and then spin it all up and make it tastes like a shake or soft serve ice cream. But it obviously, if you want to drive to Krispy Kreme on Woodruff Road in Greenville, they're just rolling that out just in time for the first day of summer.
But, you know, I would be interested in trying ordering donuts and then ordering their ice cream.
Yeah.
And then putting their ice cream on the donuts.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, yeah.
I would be interested in
that. I'd have to see how that works. I don't know. Yeah. All right. Well, yeah, if you're like me, because I like, of course, my little Ellie, she likes ice cream too. She's a ice cream connoisseur. She likes those little cones that you can get. You buy them. They're just about this big. Uh-huh. It's just there's vanilla icing or vanilla ice cream on them, but they've got the chocolate cover on.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah. The chocolate.
But they're only. But they're only. Yeah, they're only like about 3 inches long. They're little bitty things, and you can, and she'll eat about two or three of those at one sitting. But yeah.
At
Grandpa's house. That's right.
I can't see that being at Mom's house.
No. That's certainly at Grandpa's house. That's exactly right. And the boys, they love it too. So that being said, we'll have to try that out for sure. Well, we've got we do have some swap shop items that we'll get into, as well as we do have some. We did go through the list yesterday, and I think we've got one that may have been added or so. But it is a busy week for the month of June in regards to Vacation Bible School.
Yeah.
And so we've got a lot of those going on. And I want to encourage parents. I know back in the day that a lot of parents would just go from one Bible school to the next, to the next, to the next, depending on in their community. Each church would have their kind of set it up that way to where you could go from one to the other, to the other, or at least get a couple of Bible schools in for the summer. And that really does encourage the kids, and it helps out a lot. And we're looking forward to ours coming up in July. I'll get that on the calendar for us here to announce. There'll be several more, I'm sure, coming up once we get past the month of June. And so we do have several going on just this week, and maybe I think one maybe going on next week that we'll announce here in just a little bit.
I think, and it really is. I mean, the kids have a lot of fun, and the churches put so much work into doing these and hosting these. But I talked to someone, and she had taken her kids to at least three, and I think she was interested in four. And I was like, man, they must really love it, or something. I don't remember. I mean, this has been a few years ago, and we were talking about it, and she was joking. She was like, well, she said, now that school's let out, and she said, she had five kids. Mm-hmm. She said, I spend all day, every day with all five of them. She said, Bible school's a break for me. It's not just about the kids. She said, Bible school's a break for me. And we just laughed. You know, she's joking, but it,
well, I tell you, growing up, I'll be honest with you, growing up when I was a kid, you know, and I can say that's many, many years ago, for sure, but growing up, that was a highlight of our summer. Yeah. It really was.
Yeah.
I mean, of course, back in those days, you know, we would get out of school just a little bit earlier, you know, out of elementary school, and so by the time Bible school rolled back around at the church, we were ready for something else to do.
Right.
And but it was a chance for us to get out of the house. We didn't have a whole lot of things to do there at the home like, you know, most kids do today. We didn't play video games all day long. I'll get on a soapbox quick. But anyhow, we were either outside playing all the time, but then when it come Bible school time, it was a chance for us to go and hang around the other kids.
Right.
And so that being, and we learned a lot, of course, and I think the big highlight was that we got to drink Kool-Aid and eat cookies before we went home.
Yeah.
I mean, they'd make up a bunch of Kool-Aid and we'd eat. And sometimes it was, I'm going to date myself right here. Do you know what Nilla wafers are?
Yes.
Or then you know what, don't know what I'm talking about. So that would be the highlight. You'd soak your Nilla wafers in the Kool-Aid.
Yeah.
And that would be your snack for that night.
Yeah.
And now we've gone out. We cook meals and do all kinds of things.
That's
for
what
Bible
I was going to say. I mean, a lot of these, they're serving dinner for the kids.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm saying. The churches have really
which it does help out to a certain degree. It does help out a lot because your kids are there for a couple of hours, and you know, parents just getting in the door at 5:00, 5:30, trying to get the kids ready to go to Bible school at 6:00. So it does help out a whole lot to be able to, you know, to give the kids a little bit more than than a cup of Kool-Aid and a nil away from.
But I mean, they have snacks and games and there's prizes and, you know, the Bible school. It really is. It's a lot of fun for the kids, and they get to be around other kids, and mom and dad can have a date night.
Go out
to dinner.
And one thing too, I want to give a shout out. I mean, I appreciate the churches cooperating with each other. We had a church who already had theirs. And they had done such a really good job with their decorations. They did put up a lot of, you know, their props and all this stuff for the classrooms and for the sanctuary. And they just didn't want to throw them away. And so they donated them and got a hold of us and so asked if we could use some of their stuff. And I said, sure. And so our Bible school director and all of them went over and got it and brought it in. So I want to say thank you to Pastor Dan Blackwell. Appreciate you doing that for us, folks there at Dana Baptist Church, for donating that. And it does save a lot of work. It does save a lot of work, and the church is working together to make all that happen. It is a great blessing. Well, our Swap Shop items for today, again, you can always give us a call at 884-9427, and you can come and phone in your information. We'll certainly get that into our list. You can go to our website, and that is WGCR.net, and you can click on the banner there where it says Swap Shop, and you can enter your information in, and it even gives you an opportunity if you want to take a photo to upload the photo to that particular spot, and we can see the pictures as well as anyone else who goes to the website and wants to look through the items. And on occasion, you know, sometimes if you it takes a little bit more work, but you can text it to us if you want at 577-1296 if you've got something urgent that you'd like to get in quickly, and we'll do our best to get that in for you as quick as we can. And just a reminder, if it does come in on our website or a couple of the other ways, it may take a day or two to make it through our security protocols before we can actually publish it to the website, and that's just to safeguard everybody as well as the person selling or buying or trading or any of those type things that folks deal with through the website. That's for your protection as well as ours. So thank you for doing that so very much.
Do you want to start off with that one that you have there?
Yeah, let me do that. Let me do that real quick. Here is a free lift chair. This is the kind, you know, that helps elderly folk be able to get up, or if you've had surgery, this is the electronic lift recliners, if you will. You need to call them and ask for some more details about it. And that's 553-6734. Again, a free lift chair. Call for details, 553-6734. And this same dear lady is having a huge yard sale coming up this Saturday, starting at 8 o'clock, June the 25th, at 56 Southview Drive in Brevard. And this is in an effort. She's having to take care of her husband. He has been put in rehab, and so she's having to do a lot of this on her own. And I've talked with her a couple of times, and she's a sweet lady. And so you go and avail yourself of that on Saturday, 8 o'clock there at 56 Southview Drive in Brevard.
And up next, we have an estate sale. This is located at 447 Cherryfield Loop, located at 28712. It's June the 24th and the 25th from 9 a.m. until 5 p.m. both days. They have lots of antiques, furniture, tools, carnival glass, music boxes, and more. So come and check that out. Again, that's June 24th and the 25th, both days, 9 to 5 p.m. Right. Contact them at 421 if you have questions. 421-5782,
421-5782. Here's a Kubota FZ2100 three-cylinder diesel zero-turn mower. They're asking $2,500. It's a good running mower. Has a little over 22,000 hours on it, and they've also got a 16-foot utility trailer with loading ramps. It is a good trailer for $2,000. You can text or call at 828-384-4361. Or 828-447-2627. Again, 384-4361 or 447-2627.
There is an extra clean two-bedroom, one-bath home located just 3 miles from Brevard. It's furnished. It has a carport, two vehicles, has a ramp, entrance, covered porch, and a deck. A lawn maintenance is included. No pets allowed, no smoking. They do require a background and credit check, and it is $1,800 a month plus a security deposit. You can call them at 778-1366 or 553-4229. Again, that's 778-1366 or 553-4229.
And if you are a hairdresser, this is the job for you. Here, the Fairview Rest Home is in need of a hairdresser. It's typically one half day each week, and you get to pick the day. And that number to call, and I promise you, can I just say this right here? I promise you, if you want to go be a blessing to those sweet folks there at the rest home, you'll turn around and get blessed. I promise you that is that would be a wonderful job for somebody. It would be a great blessing. You can be a blessing to them, but I guarantee it they'll be a blessing to you.
Yeah.
Call them at 828-628-1565 if you're interested. 828-628-1565.
And I'll say, too, it's only a half day, and you can choose which day you want to go over
there. What a schedule.
So it's really,
You want a schedule.
That's really a blessing. Up next, we have an individual looking for someone to mow a lawn in the Pisgah Forest area on a regular basis. You can call or leave a message if there's no answer at 884-6153. Again, 884-6153.
Here's someone wanting an older car to drive on the weekends, reasonably priced. And also, they're looking to buy pistols and rifles at reasonable prices as well. 255-9033, 255-9033.
A large oak tree that would be good for firewood. It's already on the ground. You can call for more information at 884-5849. 884-5849.
And also, here are some oak garden stakes, over 5 foot tall. There were no toxins used to make them. $3 each, cash sales only. They're located in the Hudland Gap Road area of Pisgah Forest. You can call for more information at 577-4542, 577-4542. And I think that is all the items that we have on our swap shop for today. And again, if you've got one, you can give us a call at 828-884-9427, and we'll be happy to get that on the air for you free of charge as a public service of Anchor Broadcasting. Well, as we've done yesterday, we'll try to keep folks aware of the Bible schools that are going on this week, and we've got a few minutes here before we get to news time. So why don't we just go ahead and we'll start off these, if you want to, with the first one, and we'll start off with these Bible schools going on this week.
All right. The Mount Gilead Baptist Church in Mills River invites you to their Vacation Bible School. It began yesterday, and it's going to go through the 24th. It is at 5:30 to 8 p.m. each night. Through the Zoomerang Adventures, kids will discover how precious each and every one of us are to God.
And the Fletcher First Baptist Church will be having Vacation Bible School coming up on June the 20th. That's yesterday, going through the 24th, nightly from 6 to 8:30. Following commencement on Friday, there will be a carnival with food, inflatables, games, and fun. All are welcome. You can call the church office for more information at 828-687-1031.
The Pisgah Forest Baptist Church, located at 494 Hendersonville Highway in Pisgah Forest, invite kids all ages, kindergarten through fifth grade, to their VBS Friday, June the 24th from 5 to 8 p.m. And then Saturday, which will be June the 25th, they're going to have from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. the commencement, which will have, they'll have a cookout, water fun, and parents are invited to that. For more information, call 877-4223. Again, 877-4223.
The Cathy's Creek Baptist Church invites children 2 to 18 years old to join them for Vacation Bible School called Discovery Island, June the 26th, going on next week through June the 30th from 6 to 8:30 each evening. For more information and to pre-register, you can visit cathyscreekbaptistchurch.com.
The Bowling Springs Baptist Church invites ages 4 to 12 to their VBS on June the 20th through the 24th from 6 to 8 each night. There'll be Bible stories, snacks, fun, games, and prizes. There will be a Friday evening family fun festival. That's the 24th. Pastor Philip Luther of the Bowling Springs Baptist Church and welcomes ages 4 to 12 to their VBS.
And Turkey Creek Baptist Church in Pisgah Forest invites children 8th grade and younger to Vacation Bible School Spark Studios, June the 26th through July the 1st, from 6 to 8:35 each evening. There will be Bible lessons, games, music, crafts, and food. And the last night will be a family night with a meal. To register, go to turkeycreekbaptist.com or call the church office at 877-3355. The Turkey Creek Baptist Church is located at 805 Caps Road in Pisgah Forest. Well, I think that's going to wrap us up for Swap Shop today. Brianna, I appreciate you being here with us, sister.
Yes, sir.
Thank you so much for coming in. Again, Miss Christie's fine. Hope she's enjoying her vacation. And we'll do it again tomorrow, all right? In the meantime, have a great afternoon, and we'll see you in the morning, all right?